Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this lovely final Friday of January 2022. I'm Dan, the Produce Man, along with
Patrick Kelly, everyone.
Oh, yeah. And Patrick, you know, I've been longing for the temperatures of summertime. So much
already
that I visited three different produce markets yesterday in the Bay Area, and I picked up summer fruit.
You picked up summer fruit in winter?
Yes, I did. And you know, Patrick, I know.
Well, you know, for all you consumers out there listening, I tell you normally to follow in Dan's footsteps. Listen, still eat the winter fruit, okay? We got some good winter fruit still out there. So I guess I got to hear this story at this point.
Well, you know, I don't really like cold weather, and for the past 10 years, I don't like it even more. You know, I had an open-air produce market up until a few years ago, and man, when you've got an open-air market, whatever the temperature is outside is what the temperature is inside, because all those roll-up doors are open. It's a beautiful thing, but in the summertime, you're nice and warm, and in the wintertime, you freeze.
Hey, listen, I've worked in the packing houses in Central California, and people think, no, it's California. California doesn't get cold or hot, right? It's like, people think California has this like perfect temperature out there, which maybe Newport Beach does, you know, certain times of the year, right?
Yeah, Palm Springs.
The good spots, you know, right? No, but the Central Valley, the same thing. I remember, you know, going into the shed in the morning, and it was an open air shed on the outside. And sure enough, man, it's whatever it was outside, it was inside. And even if it was hot, you know, it got to 100 degrees plus, there was just a lot of fans, right? Those big, huge fans
inside of the
sheds. It wasn't an AC. It wasn't like, ooh, in Florida, here's the crazy thing. If you're sitting in Tampa, Florida, and you're listening to this, people wear jackets, Dan, when they go to work. They wear jackets, okay? Because it could be like 80 degrees outside with, you know, 100% humidity. And then what happens is the people inside, they set it to 66 degrees inside. Yeah. So it's like there's fog on the window, right? The moisture. And you walk in there and people are like sitting there like, hey, how we doing today? I'm like, you know, it's 80 outside. They're like, not in here, buddy. Blowing into their hands, Dan. They got hot chocolate in August. I'm telling you, it's one of those deals. So yeah, man, I'm with you on the open. And we were just talking about Casa de Fruta in outside of San Jose. You know, on your way down,
Gilroy.
If you're driving from San Jose through the Gilroy, through the Pacheco Pass, everyone, open air store as well, Dan. Another good store that if you go into during the winter, it's freezing cold.
Yeah, but you know, I tell you, if you keep moving, which is what I did in my store, you keep moving, you stay warm. It's just that a certain amount of cold temperatures, and this may be the San Francisco Bay, but like you said, it's cold here, man. I mean, it gets cold in California.
What's that saying, Dan? The coldest winter you'll ever have is a summer in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain.
You knew the quote.
I'm here in the Bay Area, man.
Baby. Well, hey, listen, let's get started with, you know, letting our produce people know, you know, what's out there. It's the last of January, so we're going to get you some fresh deals. We're going to show you what's out there, but let's hear about this, Dan. What can the consumer expect for the end of January and moving into February?
Well, first of all, Patrick, yes, it's winter, and citrus is definitely the fruit of the season. Murcott mandarins, Tango, which is a Murcott, kind of a Murcott hybrid, tangerines, Shasta Gold, Yosemite Gold, and the other gold, one other gold nugget, that was it. And then there's items like kumquats, okay? One of my absolute favorites is the Miwa and Nagami kumquats. One is round and one is more oblong. And this time of the year, they're not pithy without juice. They're very juicy. Now, this is the deal with kumquats, though. I'll never forget.
Tell me.
Showing customers how to eat a kumquat. I said, hey, just stick it in your mouth and start chewing on it. And they just, their face with that sourness, you know, oh my God. But there's a way to do it.
Why would you do that?
Because I want them to experience it. And then I would show them what you do to sweeten the kumquat up. And this is what you do. And I think there's a short video of this either on my Instagram or Facebook or something. But what you do is you take the kumquat and you put it between your thumb and your forefinger and you squeeze down on it and you roll it back and forth in your forefinger and thumb. See that? And what happens is all the oils come to the surface of the kumquat. The oils are sweet. So now when you stick the kumquat in your mouth, you get the sweetness first, followed by the tartness. And now you can enjoy the kumquats eating them like a bag of chips. See this?
All right. So my experience with kumquats is something called kumquat wars. Okay, everyone. And as a kid, we used to have kumquat trees in our backyard in San Diego. You know, if you talk to maybe a couple of my brothers that I have out there, they might be like, what? Who? We had trees? Yeah, we had some avocados. We had some apples. We had a lemon tree in San Diego and we had kumquats. And I can tell you, I have been beamed with a kumquat probably like 50 miles an hour. Okay. And that's what we used to. And then in Florida, the same thing. We had a kumquat tree in our backyard and we would eat them when we knew, right? But dude, man, those things were this, they're so easy to take off a tree and peg the little brother with. Hashtag I am the little brother. So I'm not speaking that I did this to someone, you know, somebody did this to me. You know, people think that they wonder why I hated fruits and vegetables growing up. My brother would stick broccoli in my face and throw kumquats at me. Like, what the is what's going on here? So kumquats are a good one, man. I've always enjoyed them. And I believe, if I'm not wrong, they are part of the citrus category.
Oh, absolutely. It's the smallest citrus fruit in the world. I used to like taking a kumquat and a pomelo and putting them next to each other and showing my customers and the kids that would come in the largest citrus fruit in the world and the smallest citrus fruit in the world right next to each other.
And, you know, speaking of citrus, you're seeing a lot of California, Florida, Texas, a lot of citrus right now, everyone. So when you go into the stores, you're going to see those huge displays. And you know what? You know, on the podcast last week, or actually Monday of this week, actually, we had our weekend winners, which was the Sumos. And it's a transition right now because the Juicy Crunch is normally that December, January. And then the Sumos almost like that February, March, April. But now they're out in the stores together. So like right when you walk into the stores, or at least the stores that I'm in, it's like, boom, Juicy Crunch display right off the bat. Boom, Sumo display right off the bat. And then all the other citrus varieties that are out there. And there's tons of them, folks. And I talk about citrus every week. One, I love my citrus. It's one of the staple items in my household. I know you got staple items out there as well, but I'm telling you, citrus is on the map. And also check out the YouTube channel. Actually, I was going to say, I think next week, but actually today we dropped the What is an Autumn Honey Tangerine from Noble Citrus.
Ooh, okay. And that YouTube channel is called
The Produce Industry Show.
Yes, folks, the Produce Industry Show. So check that out. Hey, you know what, Patrick? You know what a staple is in my house? And I want to get to this summer fruit real quick. Say that again. Metal.
A metal is something metal? Like, you know what a staple is? Yeah, I know what a staple is.
There's a staple. Okay. Staple of my house is bananas.
Oh, the berry?
Yeah, the berry, the giant herbed berry that grows on a massive plant the size of a tree. That is a staple in my house.
Well, I want to hear about this summer fruit, okay? And then let's hear from our banana sponsor. But first, I want to hear about this summer fruit. Why the heck are we in summer fruit right now?
All right, look, folks, every winter we get summer fruit from Chile, Argentina, South America, because the climates are reversed below the equator. So there it's summertime right now, and here it's winter. So what do? They ship us their nectarines and peaches and apricots and cherries. And history has shown that this stone fruit usually is kind of mealy because it's picked at what's called well mature stage and then shipped here on boats. So it sits under refrigeration in the kind of greener stage. So it really doesn't get the chance to ripen up like local peaches and nectarines would. However, that's been improving lately. And of course, if you get the jet fresh stone fruit, it's flown right in. It's as if you went out to your favorite farm in Georgia or North Carolina or here in California or wherever, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, to get your fresh stone fruit. So I have right here a donut peach. And wow, I'm telling you, this donut peach is very sweet and very juicy, just like it would be in the summertime. Wow. Mm-mm. Very, very good. I also have, and I don't know the variety because I didn't see the box, this is a yellow nectarine. So I picked up the yellow nectarine and a white nectarine at a place called Burlingame Market in Burlingame, California. And it's a fantastic produce market. And I did a video on it, and that's on my YouTube channel too. So you can check them out. And I picked the donut peach up at a place called Real Produce International Market, which I also have a video shot there on my video channel as well. So I'm going to try this this yellow nectarine.
It sounds good. It sounds juicy.
They you know, hit the spot.
You can always tell when the level of crunch, you know, when you first bite into it,
yeah.
You know, what level of maturity it is, right? Dan, you know you can, right? Because if it's soft, it'll, you know what I mean? If it's got a crisp, it'll give the crisp. So, man.
Man. Yeah, this is just really, really good. Here's a white nectarine. All right.
Sound a little stiffer. Mm-hmm. Sound a little white normally is a little stiffer though. You know, when you're biting into a white nectarine, unless you leave it on the countertop too long.
Well, this has that slightly mealiness to it. It's very consistent in the past with Chilean stone fruit, but the donut peach, which is a white peach, and the yellow nectarine are perfecto. Now, if you go down to Chile right now and buy these in the store, it's like you're getting them at your local market here in the summer.
Yeah, it's like the local fresh for them, right?
I mean, right, exactly.
That's pretty much it for them. I know. I 100% agree with you. I mean, listen. All right, everyone. Well, Dan convinced me. You got to think about it. Some of these imports that come in, if you want a nice juicy peach right now, it is summertime. You know, in the Southern Hemisphere. So they have all those juicy tree fruits and items that you would get here during the summertime, right? California peaches, all those great items. And I'm telling you, everybody, there's so much more to come. There's so much more. I mean, heck, staple items, start thinking about your staple items. And I've got a bit of a contest for myself for 2022 that I'm going to share with you, because guess what, everyone? We got a new sponsor to the Friday segment that we're going to introduce right when we get back after our sponsors.
Awesome. Don't go away, folks.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible to ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APP out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
Okay, folks, chasing that onion down the road. Don't you stop. Catch
down,
that onion.
Down, baby. Yes.
All right. Welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. Dan the Produce Man here along with
Patrick Kelly, everyone. We have had a tremendous amount of, I would say, collaboration, Dan. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah,
and I think it's fantastic. You know, we're talking about fresh produce consumption. You know, we're not just talking about change. We're not just having a conversation. We're talking about fresh produce. We're talking about fresh produce consumption and how we implement that in our daily lives. Some people that, you know, they're in the produce and supply chain industry or just regular consumers don't know about, you know, eating fresh produce every day. They eat to beat disease. So we've got a cool new sponsor. You've seen them before on the show. You've seen them on the podcast, London Fruit Inc., everyone. And I announced this on our Monday episode, but guess what? They're going to start talking some of their updates on this episode. That's right. Fresh from the fields, everyone. And their products, you know it, I know it, is the mango, everyone.
Oh,
we are going to start
talking
mangoes. And I'm glad because I get a lot of comments like, oh, I hate mangoes. And I'm like, yo,
what?
I did too at one point until I had that good experience. Remember, Dan, I called you and said, is the interior of a mango supposed to be brown? And you go, Pat, what the heck are you eating? And I'm like, I cut the mango. It was brown. I tried it. It tasted like this. You were like, no, no, no. So, you know, having London Fruit come on, we're going to get some mango updates. We're going to tell you where those mangoes are from, what varieties are in the stores. And guess what? Commodity number two for London Fruit. Drum roll, please, Dan. Yep, that's right. The limes. So your tropical limes, everyone. Citrus variety, but also in the tropical category. They are a lime distributor. So we're going to talk a little bit more about limes and where you can find their limes and more fun facts about limes, everyone. So, you know, just really excited to be growing the show more, Dan. Really excited to have Dynamite sponsors, you know, producing Dynamite content. And as we always say, it's just great to promote fresh fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely. Welcome aboard London Fruit. We're happy to have you. And it's perfect timing because the Mexican mango season is about to start in February. So we're going to.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect timing.
You know. So. And look out. We're going to do some videos, too, with some mangoes this year. We're going to get into some mango madness like we tried to last year. So we're gonna have a lot of fun, everybody. I mean, that's the goal. The goal is to show you fresh produce, show you what to do, show you to get out to those stores. And speaking of a contest. So and Dan's going to have to judge me on this one. So traditionally, Dan, I don't do mangoes in my household until I started getting fresh mangoes. And so now to me, I get the fresh cut mangoes because to me, it's easier. I don't want to cut it myself, Dan. But I told our London Fruit sponsors, I'm going to implement something new. Like the banana is, you know, staple in yours. Citrus is always in mine. Banana always is in mine, by the way, too. And apples. I'm going to implement mangoes this year. So my goal is to eat at least one mango a month, right? The goal is like 12. Okay. And then we're going to count how many mangoes I throughout the month or throughout the year, and then figure out, is that the new staple item that we're going to introduce into the household? Because a lot of these items are a lot of seasonal items that we do, right? They're always seasonal. Well, just like when sumos come out, just like when those Hybrix navels come out, just like when those cotton candy grapes come out or those cosmic crisp apples, I want to be like, yes, they're here, baby. Let's get them. And then have that fun experience. Because a lot of times we don't get that experience every single time. And I want that experience back, Dan. That's what I want.
Okay. You're jonesing for the experience. And I get it, folks. There's a good amount of vitamin A, lots of vitamin C, and a huge amount of potassium in mangoes, along with a little bit of B6. And they're juicy, refreshing, and delicious. They go with anything. So we're happy to have them come on board. And speaking of tropical fruits, I have here a lychee from Australia. Australian lychees. Now, Patrick, you'll remember when I was in Tampa and we recorded the show together and I had you try the rambutan and you just couldn't wrap your brain around the rambutan.
Well, sorry, people. That's just not for me. Okay.
Lychee is very, very similar on the inside. And
that's not for me.
Well, let me tell you, man, it's a very popular fruit, especially in Asia, in Asian countries. It's very popular. These are from Australia. And, you know, it has other names. They actually called them lychee nuts here in the Bay Area for a while. But they grow in Florida. They grow in Hawaii. And they have another name called alligator strawberry. But lychee is, you know, it does have a nut on the inside. It does look like an alligator strawberry. And if you were to peel it open, you'll get this white eyeball looking piece of fruit in the middle. That's very, very sweet.
Listen, everyone, I'm going to let you make your own decision. You've got 50-50 here. So one is saying it's awesome and one is saying it's not for me.
Well, I tell you what, I think when we get to the show, someone will have some lychees. And you'll be able to try that. You already tried the rambutan. Oh, no, it wasn't rambutan that you tried. It was longan, wasn't it?
Oh, the longan. That's what I thought it was. It was the longan.
Yes,
you know what?
Gone. Okay.
Those were so off my palate. They are longan. They are longan. They're out of here. They are out of here. Folks, I'm telling you, listen, try it. I tried it. Like I always tell you, try something new. And that's what it's about. I tried it. It's not going to be a staple item for the Kelly household. But, you know, talking about, you know, new items too, Dan, I know you're trying that. One of them. Gee, I don't even know what you're doing over there. I can't do this anymore, you guys. Dan will stick anything in his mouth. Like at this point, I can't do it anymore. Like he's like, I'm just going to try it. Like the organic banana peel, everyone. Check out the What is a Fair Trade Banana on our YouTube channel. He will literally eat an organic banana. banana peel and then use one as a hat. So it's on you to check it out. Enter at your own risk. But listen, what's coming up, everyone? We're finishing out in January. There's only a couple days left. Get your broccoli, get your cauliflower, get your cabbage, get your veggies, your mandarins. There's so much out there. Your snap peas and green beans that are out there. We've talked about it all month. There's such great items out there. And coming up next month that we're going to talk about. And then you can start looking for, well, one of my favorites, the Asian pear. And then you've got the cabbage. You got, it's actually Napa cabbage. Bok choy, you're going to start seeing around. Dragon fruit. One of my buddies at Freshway Foods, dragon fruit. They are a big distributor of dragon fruit, yellow and the pink dragon fruit, the flesh. Again, Dan mentioned kumquats. You're going to start seeing kumquats on the horizon for sure. Snow peas. And then that Mineola tangerine. Mineolas are going to be out in the stores, everyone. Check them out.
They're now
the most underrated citrus variety out there. Grab some Mineolas and then grapefruit. Check out the grapefruit. You're going to have reds, whites. You're going to have good grapefruit. Texas season is pretty much ending or already ended. Your Florida season's almost ended. And then pretty much you'll just have California for the rest of the year on out.
You know, we used to get these Texas pineapple oranges in the store. We would get the Texas juice orange. It would be a Valencia. Then there would be one called Mars with two R's. There would be the Hamlin, and then the pineapple. And the pineapple orange was so sweet and juicy. They were all sweet and juicy, but the pineapple orange was amazing. I have not seen all those varieties in quite a few years, but the Texas juice oranges were very, very popular here at one time.
Yeah, I remember the pineapples and all that. They're just very low varieties of them now. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of different items that you probably saw years ago that you don't see now.
Oh. Plenty, yeah.
Right. So hey, let's get into our fresh deals. And I want to reach out to everybody out there. If you're listening to the show, you're a retailer, a local marketplace. A lot of these ads that Dan and I get in are from our region. So Tampa, Florida for me, Alameda, California for Dan. And guess what? If you're in Chicago, you're in New York, Philly, Texas, Kentucky, Indianapolis, Indiana, reach out. If you want us to read some of your ads of what you're selling produce for, we would love to hear from you. We have listeners from all over the country. All over the world, 75 countries to be exact, everyone with a very large concentration in the United States. So let us know. Dan, we've got some fresh deals here in the Sunshine State. And I always go to Winn-Dixie's fresh deals because one, they got the whole back page, everyone. That's right. The whole back page dedicated to produce, everyone. So again, heavily promoting oranges. So we've got blood oranges, $3.99 a pound, and organic blood oranges, $4.99 a pound. We've got sun-kissed navel and carrot oranges and those Mineola tangerines.
Oh,
heavily
yeah.
promoting Sunkiss at Winn-Dixie. They do a lot of that. So I see that a lot. We've got pineapples for $2.99 each. Heck, do you remember during the pandemic, they were 99 cents each, everyone. So you're paying a little bit more for your pineapples, but guess what? You want to. You want to make sure that it's good quality, good produce. And then that whole dragon fruit, the yellow dragon fruit that we talked about, the yellow dragon fruit, everyone, $2.99 each as well. And then we've got gold, red, and white potatoes. That's right. 5-pound bags at $3.99 per bag. Get your potatoes, everyone. And you know what another item is that's coming out? Berries, everyone. Berries. You know what I did yesterday, Dan? I went and visited Wish Farms and saw some peekaboo berries.
Ooh,
yep, I
yeah,
did.
Those
so
are
berries
delicious.
Are on the rise at $3 for $10. And then cabbage, like we talked about. Onions, everybody. That buck naked onion is actually a processing onion. You know, onions out there are still great, big, sweet onions. And then apples, Granny Smith and Fuji's, $1.99 a pound. Winn-Dixie has it going on. And I love that Winn-Dixie always cross promotes. So when you open it up, you know, the first page, you've got steaks on the first page, but then you got these BOGOs, these huge strawberries and berries and these razzle dazzle grapes and these peppers are 2 for $6. And they show you how you can mix it in with the chicken and the ribs. It just shows it all, man. I love it. I love how Winn-Dixie's ads come across here in Florida, man. And then Publix, man. Publix, fresh savings in your pineapples, $2.99, 4 for $5 on cut pineapples and mangoes, everyone. That's right. Mangoes, large size, sweet and juicy mangoes, $4 for $5. Tree ripened peaches and nectarines. I wonder if those are those imported nectarines and peaches that you just took a bite out of.
That's exactly it.
They were, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's all there is right now.
That's a love. Those are $2.99 a pound. Sweet cherries, those are imported as well, $4.99 a pound. The red delicious apple. I can't say enough about it, but it's $1.49 a pound. Sumo Citrus, everyone. We talked about it. $2.99 a pound, as well as Greenwise Organic Romaine Hearts, $3.99 a pound. Don't forget your Juicy Crunch. Those were out there for $5 the other day at Publix. Great deal on Juicy Crunch, everyone. And then you got your blueberries. So a lot of blueberries, a lot of strawberries, a lot of citrus, and then a couple things on the horizon as well. So I'm loving the fresh deals, you know, coming from Winn-Dixie and what Publix has to offer this week.
Nice, nice. Here we've got at Smart and Final. Yes, that's right, folks. Smart and Final. Extra large mangoes, 99 cents each, $1.49 each on pineapples, and they're doing $3.99 a pound on the stone fruit. So you got us beat in the Sunshine State. Sumos $2.49 at Lucky. Medium avocados $5 for $5. Make yourself some guacamole or anything else. Get your good fats in there. Rayleigh's, the other store around here, their big deal this week is Fuji and Honey Crisp for $1.49 or $1.47, and asparagus at $1.47 a pound. But I tell you, I got the stone fruit that I bought at the local independent markets for $1.59 a pound. So check out your local independents as well, your IGAs and your solely owned stores as well, because you never know what you're going to find in there.
Oh, and you'll never know how fresh it will be or won't be because you haven't visited them. Check out local grocery stores and local marketplaces, everyone. Well, hey, listen, Dan, this has been a great episode. We're going to come to you live next week from Hollywood, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, everyone, with some organics. We have an organic produce show that we're going to be at. Dan and I will be in person. So we're going to record live from the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Fort Lauderdale. So this is going to be fun. I love that, you know, everybody out there is thinking about eating another piece of fresh produce today. I want to thank all of our sponsors, not just on the Friday episode here, you know, Buck Naked Onions and Equifruit and London Fruit Company, but all of our sponsors. And you're going to get some new snacking segments too, brought to you by Food Story Brands and Fresh Cravings, everyone. We are going to up the game here. For you, we want you to know what is out there in the market every single week and what type of prices that are out there that you can pay. So thank you so much to everyone out there willing to try something new. And Dan, I leave it to you, my friend, to one, close it out with your famous phrases.
Oh my goodness. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check out the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly every Monday, and check out the Produce Industry Show on YouTube, as well as the Produce Industry app. You gotta have that app. Download it now in your phone, in your tablet, into your life. Hey folks, also check out my YouTube channel called Dan the Produce Man, and all my social media can be found at dantheproduceman.com. Until next time, I'm Dan the Produce Man, reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan, the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan, the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.